It's Monday, August 26th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from Architect Episode 2. I'm joined by Danny Forrester talking about prefabricated building. Danny starts off talking about where prefab solutions can be utilized in both the architectural space and the AV market.
You know, I think in architecture, it's funny, it's a technology, like prefabrication, modular architecture is not a new idea. It's been around for literally hundreds of years.
Yeah.
It's you know, off-site built elements is a part of our practice. It's not widely accepted, and it's not embraced by the architectural community. And I think one of the reasons is optical. Number one is that people believe it to be kind of cheap. You know, trailer homes,
yeah.
Mobile homes, right? That's our association with it. Okay, fine. So we've got the bad association. But that's from the sales side. That's from the user end. From the design community, I think we don't like it because we think it's going to take our jobs.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
The fear is that our bespoke creativity, our ability to produce these one-of-a-kind objects, is our only value proposition. Now, if that's really the case, then we're really just sculptors, because it really relegates architects to an even smaller piece of the pie. Modular architecture is not going to obviate the need for architects. In fact, it's going to increase it, because the amount of time in the construction process that we're engaged gets that much deeper, because we're now involved on the modular side. So I would argue that, yes, of course, there are limitations when you're using a module. For example, the width of a module needs to fit on the back of a truck and work with the turning radius as you go over a bridge. It's true. The modules are being delivered to site. The aggregate width of, say, a certain number of modules wants to fit in the bay of a ship if the factory is offshore and it's being delivered via boat. Yeah, it's true. These are forces that are being brought to bear in the design, but so is gravity, right? We all have limitations to respond to. It doesn't neuter the architect. I would say analogously, my experience with the AV community is similar, meaning they see anything that isn't custom is somehow a repudiation of their reason to be in this world. And I think there are probably a good number of custom solutions that didn't need to be custom. And they are custom because that's what they think they offer. But in fact, what they're really offering is not code, but experience. And if that experience comes from an out-of-the-box solution or from a custom solution, so be it. At the end of the day, the client is frankly kind of unaware. And they should be.
Yeah.
All they should do is have the ephemeral, atmospheric, emotional connection to the space. So I think the kind of apprehension when we talk about having a more consistent experience across different platforms and the way in which programmers kind of shirk back, I find it surprising, because the documentation is clear. The custom builds are going to remain the same amount. You'll still have them. You can build your business. But everything else is growing at such an amazing rate. Why not embrace that? Why not get your arms all around that?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.